Okay, everyone, I'm so excited about this. Honestly, I kind of feel like I made the whole course. Like, we did this whole thing so we could get into the ads, because this is where some magic happens. There are levels to this, though. And so I'm going to kick it to Tim to kind of set the scene here. Tell me what you're interested in, and then tell all of us, like, what to expect, and so I don't go off the rails. Like, let's set it up here for everybody, and then let's dig in.
So Todd, this is one of the most important lessons in the course, and the reason is that many of you that are doing this, you don't already have your own audiences. So what we want you to do is we want you to steal the eyeballs from Amazon's audience. And one of the ways to do that is obviously using Amazon ads. But my biggest fear with this is that many of you doing this, like me, are not marketing experts. So when Todd starts talking about impressions and keywords and some of these phrases, to us normal people, we don't really know what that means. So I've asked Todd to sort of, as we're going through, break this into levels. And what that means for you is that you can launch your book maybe just with the basics. And then as you get more comfortable on Amazon, you can go back and re-watch some of these lessons for the more advanced techniques using Amazon ads. Now, ideally, obviously, you learn all of it. That's the ideal scenario in the one hit. But for those that haven't done it before, I do think that breaking into levels is key. So Todd, with that, I'm going to throw to you to tell us, how do we steal and get Amazon's audience for free?
Yeah, perfect. Okay. The first thing I need to point out is that Amazon ads is a wonderful place to spend some money, and it's really not spending, it's investing it back in your career. But the caveat is you have to have a good cover. Without a good cover, I like to use this analogy, you're lighting money on fire. You really are. Even Amazon, with all of its juice and data and tools that it gives you, can't sell a book with a garbage cover. If you're spending money, it's the first money you have to spend, got to go to the cover first. After that, we're looking at turning $50 or $5 into $50 into $100 and so on. As I've mentioned throughout the course, I manage an Amazon ad agency, and these are a few of the stats. It's going to show you the chart we'll see in a little bit. Typically, this number right here is about double, because for reasons I'll talk about in a minute, the Amazon ad dashboard is iffy at best. I'm going to show you ways to make the best of it and not get kind of sucked in to all the numbers, because if you believe everything that Amazon tells you, you're in trouble, frankly, on so many ways, but definitely in the ad portal. I think the number one concern here is, what happens if Amazon spends all my money? We hear horror stories from people who try to do Facebook ads or Google ads, and the money just, like, that was flying. The money flies out the door immediately. I believe Amazon ads is actually the opposite. If you take the methodology I talk about here and you go in carefully, you don't go in blindly, you're actually going to have trouble spending money. To illustrate, I pulled this email I got from one of the clients not too long ago, and it says, hey, that's great, reholding the rank. So we're ranking in the top 10 of our desired categories pretty much constantly with both the books that we're advertising for. But she says, it looks like we spent $16. Is that accurate? And sadly, it was accurate, because we were still testing out the market, and also because Amazon makes it darn hard to spend money whenever you do it from this angle, from the smart angle, and you don't just have a ton of money to throw out the window. I would say if you're worried about Amazon spending your money, watch all of these, keep the bids around where I recommend, and it's very unlikely that you're going to have a problem. So when we talk about ads on Amazon, where exactly do those show up? Do those show up? Obviously, they're all over the site. Amazon, it's not official yet, but typically Amazon's advertisements are among its top revenue earners, meaning they make money when people click on ads. So obviously, they're going to put ads everywhere. We can see a couple examples here. So this is me. I've searched this term, and I'm seeing an ad here, and I'm seeing an ad here, and I'm seeing an ad here. This is before I even start scrolling. These are barely creativity books to me, but that's Amazon's game. They want to sell ad spots. So these are a couple places ads show up. If you're running ads, obviously this is wonderful news because you can steal some of this great real estate whenever someone's looking for a book. Why don't they buy yours? Great idea. Second place an ad might show up is underneath another product. So this is called a product ad, and we've got the book here, and we've got a different book down here. So if someone looks over this, they catch another book down here, maybe they go, ah, this is the one I was looking for. They click that ad. And then finally, down below these will be a row of books called products related to this item. Again, Amazon doesn't necessarily want you to know they're sponsored, so they go, oh, these are related to this item. They just happen to be ads. If you're running ads, again, you show up in this row below other books, products. Now, what exactly happens? I flip those slides around a little bit. How does it work? How do the ads work? Quite simply, when someone searches into Amazon, Amazon looks at me, and it looks at Tim, and it looks at anyone else who may be running ads on Amazon, and it goes, okay, who wants to appear in this search? And then essentially they start an auction in real time, and they take the highest, most relevant bids. Now, that's an important piece because it means if you're one of those people coming in swinging with all the money in the world, it might not matter because Amazon wants to give people relevant things to click on. If it's not giving people relevant things to click on, it's going to go away. Right? So the Amazon ad game is not just about throwing a bunch of money at the wall to see what sticks. It's about finding better and better targets so that you're more and more relevant to whatever search is coming up, so that Amazon wants to give people your ad when they search for certain things. That's the basics of Amazon advertisement. So let's jump into the dashboard and figure out how we can set up our first ad with no keyword research and no long start time. Let's get into it right now.